Hi, my name is Dave Morris, and this is my first podcast for HPR. I want to talk to you on the subject of Vim plugins. I started using VI a fair time ago when I was given the job of administering a bunch of multi-user Unix systems. I found that VI was available on most of these systems. If it wasn't, then the alternative was a thing called Ed, which was appalling. Anyway, whatever happened, Emacs was quite hard to come by, and it certainly wasn't available on the machines out of the box. I'm not quite sure when I moved from VI to Vim and GVim. Might even be as long as 15 years ago. But since then, it's been my editor of choice, and tended to use GVim and have it configured up as an IDE. It's not quite as smooth as a purpose-built IDE, but it's not bad, as long as you know its strangenesses. Now, for this talk, I'm assuming you know the basics of Vim. If you don't know how to install plugins, then I've pointed you to a very useful article in the show notes. The show notes will also tell you where to get each of the plugins. And you'll notice that some of them have not been updated for a while. But my choices of plugins tend to have quite high ratings. So hopefully they'll be useful to you. There are a few images in the notes, all of which are set up using GVim, for examples. You need to have a good read of the help text for each plugin if you decide to use them. So the first one I want to talk about is called NerdTree. I'm not quite sure where they came up with that name, but certainly a tree, and it's used by this nerd anyway. It's a file browser which, when you invoke it, tends to sit on the left-hand side of your window. It splits. I don't know if I'm assuming you know a bit about Vim windows. Splits the main window and drops itself on the left-hand side. You invoke it with a colon command. The colon commands open up the command line at the bottom of the window. You would type nerdtree, and it's quite important to get the capitalization right. It's capital N-E-R-D-T, lowercase r-double-e, and then you follow that with the directory name. Now, I prefer to use nerdtree with gvim because it tends to be a generally more usable. You can use the mouse to click on things and scroll it and so on and so forth, which I just generally find more usable. There are lots of key mappings within NerdTree, far too many to talk about here, but just to give you a flavor, if you put your cursor on a directory in the NerdTree itself, then pressing T will open a new tab with that tree in it, so you can be editing multiple files out of the same directory in different tabs. If you're not up to speed with Vim tabs, then I'll leave you to do a bit of investigation on that. It's a very, very powerful feature. I definitely recommend you use it. The other one I use quite a lot is putting the cursor on a directory, pressing lowercase r will cause the directory to be refreshed. NerdTree also offers bookmarks, which you can create through various commands or key sequences, which I won't go into. There are lots and lots of configuration options that you can put in the .vimrc file, and I've given you some examples in the show notes where I make sure that NerdTree is only invoked when I'm in GVim mode and not in standard Vim mode. I'll probably mention for every plugin actually the way that you get help, but mostly it's pretty much the same. You would type colon H, or help if you wish. H is the abbreviation, followed by the name of the plugin. And I didn't know myself, actually, but I just discovered that pretty much all of these plugins don't care about the case of the name that you type after the H. And that's largely because the authors have made sure that the relevant tags are in the help files that will get you to where you want to be, regardless of what case you give. The other note I thought you might be interested in is if you put your cursor in the NerdTree window and press the question mark, then you get a quick help, which is a quick abbreviation, a list of abbreviations for how to use the plugin. Okay, so the next one is called Bash Support. This offers a lot of facilities that you'd expect to find in an IDE, and as you can guess, it's specifically designed for working with Bash scripts. It adds a menu to GVim called Bash, not surprisingly. Now you can look at the show notes to get an image of what it looks like with the menu open. I use it particularly to start each script with a standard header, so that all of my scripts look pretty much the same, contain the same sort of comments and that type of thing. You can also do things like maintain a library of code snippets that you can paste into your code, so thereby saving you from hunting about all over the place for ways to do things that you might have forgotten. It can do stuff like check the syntax of a script, run it, debug it, and as usual there's a whole bunch of keyboard shortcuts. These in general begin with a backslash. So backslash CT, lowercase, inserts the current date and time at the cursor, which is great for putting timestamps in your comments or anything of that sort. And not too surprisingly, help for this is invoked with colon H bash hyphen support. Or indeed bash without the hyphen support, bash support just as one word. So this particular writer has made sure that lots of tags in the file will get you to where you want to be in the help text. From the same stable as Bash Support is another plugin called Perl Support. You probably gather that I'm a Bash and Perl scripter. I spend a fair bit of time writing these things. This one gives you equivalent facilities for editing Perl scripts, and it adds a Perl menu to GVim. I say it that way because there are no menus in standard Vim. It's another advantage of GVim, of course. And again, I use it to form standard headers, and I've got boilerplate, which will create me a sort of standard empty script that I can then populate. Again, you can manage code snippets with it, and it will check syntax, run and debug a script. One of the functions I use quite a lot, and it's called Perl Tidy. This is actually a standalone utility that you can use when building a Perl script. Its abbreviation is backslash ry. And what Perl Tidy does is to reformat your code, and it does that according to its own built-in style, but you can change that, you can adjust it. So you can set up your own personal or house style. If you're part of a group doing collaborative programming, it's amazingly important to have similar style, otherwise you find it difficult to read somebody else's code. The way you configure it is through a .perltidyrc file, and there's loads of documentation about this. I personally prefer to use it through GVim because it's a bit of a hassle to use standalone, I find. You have to remember more. The other one I use, the other part of Perl Support that I use is Perl Critic. This is invoked with backslash rpc. This is a thing that does a compliance check with the Perl Best Practices book written by Damien Conway, who's a big name in the Perl community. There's an image in the show notes that shows a script being subjected to this. There's a certain sort of school marmish feel to the way that it criticizes your code. There's times when you want to throw it out the window, but on the whole, it does some really useful things. You can turn up and down its level of criticism. Again, it's more convenient to use through an editor than it is to use the standalone version. And finally, you can invoke help for Perl support by typing :H Perl support with or out without the hyphen. Next, I want to mention a plugin called Man Page View. Not too surprisingly, this allows you to view man pages from within the editor. You invoke it by typing :man with a capital M, M-A-N space, and then the topic. Or you can position your cursor on an editing window and press capital K, and it will invoke the viewer, if it can, if the keyword has a man page entry, is relevant to a man page. So once you've got your man page up, you can search it, scroll it about, cut and paste from it, which is always very useful. There'll be good examples often in a man page that you might want to try out. I certainly find this amazingly useful. It saves hopping out of the editor and going to look at something on another window, perhaps. Its help, as usual, is invoked with :H man page view. The next plugin for you is called Surround. It allows you to add, delete, or change so-called surroundings. By this I mean things like pairs of quotes, pairs of braces, parentheses, and so forth. This one is driven entirely by key sequences. The examples that I've given you some examples in the show notes because it really needs something that you can look at to fully appreciate, but I'll just see whether I can speak about a couple of them. If your cursor is in an editing window inside a string enclosed in quotes, then if you type DS, both lowercase, quote, and then that's it. Yeah, that's all you type. If you type that, then it just deletes the quotes. DS quote deletes the quotes. If you're inside a string in brackets, square brackets, then if you type CS square bracket close, that's close square bracket, close parenthesis, then it will delete the square brackets and replace with parentheses. So you can see it's actually quite a powerful thing. Little hard to get your head around, but personally I think well worth the trouble. Again, as always, you can get lots of help about how to use this with :H surround. Next comes Fugitive. This is an interface to the Git version control system that you can use within the editor. And I've put an example of what the screen looks like if you type the command :G status. That's the equivalent of the command line git status that shows you the current state of a repository. It gives access to pretty much all of the git commands through one means or another, either with direct commands or with commands to which you can add arguments. Again, its help is invoked through :H fugitive. Taglist is my next example. This is a plugin that gives you help with browsing source code. It creates a menu within GVim. The menu is called Tags. And when you're editing a piece of source code, then you'll find that the Tags menu is populated with the functions, classes, and other major elements of your source code. You simply need to go to the menu and click on a tag to position the editor at that particular point. So if you're trying to find the declaration of a subroutine, whatever language you're dealing with, then clicking on it will take you there. Under the hood, it uses a package called Exuberant C Tags, which is the most fantastic name. and its job is to build a list of tags. So it has syntactic knowledge of a whole bunch of languages, which it uses to build a tag file. And this is then used by the tag list. There are other tag features within built into Vim, which I won't go into now, but this I believe gives you a quite easy route to using this particular feature. Anyway, there's an image in the show notes that gives you some idea of what you can do with it. And now the reason I've been telling you about how to get the help is that there are a few instances that don't conform to the normal way of doing it. And in this is one particular case. In this case, you need to type :h space taglist.txt. That's because the tag list is already a name within the standard Vim help file. So that particular command invokes the thing specifically for this plugin. And my last plugin is called SuperTab. I think this is slightly controversial, partly because I'm not sure I like it. This provides word completion via the tab key. And there's an example of it doing this in the show notes. So you type at least one character of the word that you're hoping to type. You've forgotten how to spell it or something. You press tab, and a pop-up menu comes up with the various options that this could be, the various words that could match this. Now, the thing that I'm not sure I like about this is that it hijacks the tab key. And this means that if you want to enter a real tab for any reason, then you need to use Control Tab to do it, which I'm not sure I want. I would like to be able to switch this on and off as I need it, and I haven't yet found a way of doing it. There are other tab completion plugins available, which I have not tested yet. I think I'm going to do that and see if there's something better than this. This seems to be the most popular one, judging by the rating, though. So that's my list of plugins. This was quite a quick review. There's a lot to be said about each one. Each could have a podcast to itself, I guess, if anybody would ever listen. The other thing to tell you is there's a whole world of plugins available on www.vim.org. Very, very large number which you can browse through. So, hope you found that useful.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Phenomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.